back. What do we have to do? First, I want to say I'm the secretary, so I make the minutes. You find that in your in the map, in the group, it's the minutes from the third meeting. You find the next minutes also there. Then I want to hear from you what you've done. And after that, I have some new product requirements. So. And after that, we have to make decisions what we will do. And then we're ready. We have 40 minutes for this meeting. After that, we'll have lunch. So first, I want to ask the industrial designer to
I've saved it on my computer, a presentation.
What's the name?
It was about the working of the remote control.
Taking operation or operational requirements.
Working design.
A little later, but there it is.
So,
okay, it's a little difficult what I'm going to tell you. It's about the working of the remote control. I just had half an hour to study it. And
yeah,
10 minutes to tell it. Okay, I think it will be a few minutes.
Okay.
First, I will tell you something about the findings, what I discovered about the remote control, the working of it. Then I'll have some kind of map, and it's the top of the remote control with a little bit of science show you in a few minutes, and then what I'll think about it. First, the findings. The remote control is a very difficult thing to explain to just all of you who haven't seen a remote control inside. There's a lot of plastic on it because it's not so expensive, and there are a lot of wires which connect the components in it, the battery and switches and things like that. It's a lot of small electronics, so it won't be too expensive to build it. Maybe €12.50, I think we will make it. And here I have the top of the remote control. Here's some kind of chip. On top of this, there are the numbers. You have all of the remote control and the teletext button. Here's the battery. When you push the button, it will send to the chip, and the chip will send it to all kind of sub components. That's what I said, it's very difficult. And after that, it will send to the infrared, and that will send it to your television. That's a short how it works. I think I can make it difficult, but we all don't get it. My preference is we shouldn't make it too big, also for cost. We should only put one battery on it, a long plastic battery, also for cost. Use only plastic, not other materials, also because of the cost. Not too much buttons on it. We can also make a button with a menu button, and then that you will see it on the TV, and on the TV you can switch into the menu. I think it's easier. And the bleep signal, you told us, but we can also use it a bleep like something when the battery is empty, then there's a bleep. You will have to change it in a bleep or something. And also the bleep, what I told you about when you lost it, then you push a button and then you're bleep bleep, and we will find it. This is just
two questions. The battery. You say one battery is cheaper. Why?
If we use only just one small pen light, then it will be cheaper than when we use it.
When you use two, you can use it two times longer.
Yeah, but then we'll have to make the remote control long lasting.
Okay, just so it's the size of the remote control.
Yeah.
Okay, and the buttons. When you use it on the television, you need the television which can use it.
Yeah. But I think this our remote control is for the televisions we sell in our company.
Okay.
Or is it also for other companies, for other televisions?
I think we have to use it also on other televisions.
Then this is an option.
So
maybe just a menu button to use it on our televisions, and we make it easier for our televisions, and on the other televisions can also use it, but then
I think there are two different things, so we have to choose one. That's to work on all televisions.
Yeah, okay, then I think the menu button will only work on the newer televisions, and we will move forward and don't make a remote control which is for all the televisions. And I just have one more idea, maybe it's one of your past, but to have a trendy remote control, we can also make something like the Nokia mobile phones to change covers. So if you have a trendy house with all red, yellow or something, then you can put a red cover on it. And also different things.
Yes? Will this add to the cost?
Then it won't be, we will have just one cover on the original one, and then you can buy the covers.
Yes, but you have to be able to change it. Does it make it more difficult to design?
I think it will be a little more difficult, but not too much. Just like with Nokia mobile phones.
Much more Nokia telephones than these ones.
Yeah, but then we'll have to just put 5 covers on it and see if it works. If it won't work, then we'll get something else. And we won't go further.
And are the profits bigger than the cost?
A cover made in China would be bigger, so expensive, I think.
And also design cost. I don't think, when you have a remote control, do you change the cover?
Maybe.
Would you change the cover?
I won't, but maybe I think 20 people or like children, when you can paint on it, and the children think, oh, this is my remote control, I made a picture of it.
I think that two less people would change it for good profit. So.
The other people, do you think about it?
Yeah, it's a good idea, but I'm not sure if it will make profit enough to. But it's an original idea.
Yes, it is.
I don't think we have to do it.
No.
You have a project manager.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
That's clear. Okay, thank you. So now the user interface.
Oh.
Well, I shall give a short talk about the technical function design. I thought the technical function design was for a remote control to have some influence on a TV set, both audio and video, in a cordless way, no cords attached, and well, by pushing a button on the remote. That was from my own experience and the previous meeting. I find some interesting quotes on the web. Well, the same idea here, message to the television, and well, basic operations like on and off, and switching channels, and maybe teletext or something like that. These are two remotes, and that's our dilemma, I think. We just heard from the industrial designer how difficult it is, but should we make a basic remote control with just swapping channels and volume and power button and well, nothing much more, or more functions on the remote, maybe more devices you can influence? A radio or a video recorder, VCR. Yeah, well, that's our dilemma. Any ideas about that? Basic or multifunctional?
We'll go back on that later.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, that was just on my mind, so I didn't know what way we would go. Yeah, well, that was my functional talk.
Thank you. It's your turn, Mark.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have a presentation about market, about what people think. We did a usability lab test with with 100 persons, and we looked at several things. Among them, design, how did they like the use of it, what frustration they had while using remote controls, what will be our market, and we asked them if we had some new features, if that would be a good idea or not. Well, our findings. Our users, they dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. They especially found them very ugly, and they also found them hard to learn how to use it. Well, they also zap a lot, so zapping should be very easy. And 50% of the users only use 10% of the buttons. So a lot of unused buttons. With more findings on the buttons, which buttons find users very important and which not, and how much do they use them? Well, the most used button is the channel selection. And we asked them how relevant they think the buttons are. The power, volume, and channel selections are very relevant. Table text is less relevant but also important. Not important, they found the audio, just not the volume but specifically the pitch or the left or right, the screen and the brightness and channel settings, and they also are not used very often. Then we have a few graphs about the market. Here we can see what the market share is of several groups. As you can see, the most users are between 36 and 45. The younger group between 6 and 25 is not very big. And to come back on the swapping things, I don't think, I think the younger will be most interested in it, but they are not a very big group. In the area we asked them, how would you like a new feature? If you have an LCD on the remote control, what would you think of it? Now you can clearly see young users say, hey, that would be very nice. And older users think they'll be scared to change, I think, but they won't like it. And another thing, how would you like to have a speech recognition on it? Well, here we see the same young users think that's an interesting idea, and old users not. Well, we found out that there are two several markets at which we can aim. The first are the younger, the age between 16 and 45. They are highly interested in the features, as you can see here. And they are more critical on their money spending. The second group is the older group, age between 46 and 65. They are less interested in new features, but they spend their money more easily. Now, if we look back at this graph, we can see that among the first group is about 60%, and the second group about 40%. So the first group is bigger. Well, then I come to my personal preferences. The first question is also we have to ask, is at which market do we aim at? Of course, saying we aim at the younger doesn't say that old people won't buy it, but less of them will buy it. But I find even young people say it's hard to use remote control. So if you make a remote control that is very easy to use, that's especially aimed at this group, even the young group will also be more interested. And we can make special features, but I think it looks nice the first time. But when you use it, I don't know what's the good thing of speech recognition. that's the second point. Less important functions should be discarded from the remote control. It's about discussion we had earlier. can find most functions on at the VZ. So you don't have to have a lot of audio options or screen options to change the brightness and such things. Well, the design is very important. One thing I didn't say, I think, is that a lot of users also said that I would buy a good-looking remote control, if there will be one, but they found most remote controls very ugly. So the design of our remote control is very important, and yeah, it should be very set-friendly, as most users use it for that. Those are my findings.
Okay.
I have one question. If we aim for the younger people, then there will be a lot of features like LCD or the speech recognizing. The cost will be a lot higher.
Yes.
I think we don't have that in our budget.
No.
Yeah.
And I don't think 25 euros for a remote is really cheap or something.
No.
So it's hard to get the younger.
Mm-hmm.
I
think LCD is cheaper than speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that can be a good option.
Just the LCD.
Yes. Only
mm-hmm.
the LCD. So we can get. We'll get back on decisions later. Now, we have a few new product requirements. First, teletext. We have internet now, so we don't need the teletext anymore. So, not necessary. Next, only for the television, so we don't look at other things like the radio or something, only the television. We look at the age group of 40 plus, younger than 40. Big group, and like you showed, not very much people buy our stuff. Fourth point, our corporate color and slogan must be used. Very important for the design. So you can see it on our site. Next. We have to make our decisions what we want to do. So like good to put it in documents. We have to decide what controls do we need. So maybe you can tell.
And maybe you can build that discussion on the product requirements you just set.
Sorry?
The requirements you just set.
Yes.
Maybe just first have a discussion about that.
Yes.
I personally think teletext is a good option. Not everyone who's looking to be can go to internet when they want to see the latest news.
Yeah, but don't do it. It's a requirement. So it's not my requirement.
We'll just have to do that.
We have to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
No discussion about it.
No. So, what controls do we need? First,
power button.
Okay.
I think separate channels. So
channel.
then both the separate channels, so 0 to 9 or something.
0 to 9.
Volume.
You're on. Technical
point. Set functional requirements.
Where was that example? The
Elman.
You're on. It was the
technical.
Okay. What do we need? Follow off 0 to 9.
To change to the next channel, just one button. To move up, move down.
It's the channel.
Do we make a menu?
Menu? Let's do new television. Do you have menus? I think when you want two numbers.
Yes.
I think it would be quite easy to use with 4 arrows. You have down for channel selection, and you have to write volume and a menu button. And if you press the menu button, you get into the menu and you can use the same buttons. But you tend to scroll to the menu and change the options.
On the LCD screen.
Well, that depends on if you have the menu on the TV. You get the menu on the LCD screen on the remote control.
I think it's better to have it on the remote control. Because it has to work on all television. So
yes.
But then we come to the casts.
Yes. But if we
well, if we aim at the younger market, as they as we've seen in the usability lab, they will buy a nice looking remote control, and also to find the easy to use part very important. So if you have LCD screen and not too many buttons, I think that will increase even when it's a bit more cost to still sell.
Now we don't have a lot of buttons. Is this enough?
Mute.
Maybe in the menu?
Yeah, but then it's always more than one thing to do.
Okay. Maybe more. Well, that's all. This will be the buttons. I think that's enough for the next phase. So we can go on to.
But now we have only the buttons.
Yes.
And we don't yet have to decide what the remote control would look like, or
no, that's for the next phase.
Okay.
Next point. Now we have lunch break. After that we have 30 minutes for work. And you can find the minutes in the project document folder, inclusive the buttons. Your individual action, you can find them in the email. So now it's time for lunch.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.